you for all of those people who've come from a long way away. This is a rather, intended to be a rather unusual meeting. It came about in quite an interesting way. I guess about a year ago, myself and Jean-Luc and Job Felberger were thinking about the path interval for gravity, and in particular, trying to do a sort of stress test of some conventional ideas, well-established ideas, we thought, within a different framework, a different mathematical framework. And to our surprise, we came up with contradictions to this conventional wisdom. And so I sent our paper to Claudio, because we had used his ideas from 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, in our work, to see what his response was. And we had a few very pleasant conversations on the phone. We had never met in person before, though I had been to a lecture of his in Princeton a long time ago. And then Claudio went off to Europe for a month or so and came back and said, let's have another phone call. And we did. And he was excited because lots of people were asking him questions about our work that hopefully he could answer because we were relying on him. And so he said, why don't we have a workshop about this? And I think so the workshop arose from our mutual recognition that one of the most foundational ideas in much of modern physics has not been sufficiently stress-tested, I would say. This idea is the path integral over geometries. It goes all the way back to Feynman and the invention of the path integral and his construction of quantum electrodynamics in terms of integrals over particle world lines. And then, of course, one has string theory and quantum gravity and quantum cosmology and holography and all the links to other fields. All of these subjects, in some ways, connect to this notion of an integral over geometries. And at least from our perspective, this basic notion has not been well enough understood, because different approaches and procedures lead to wildly different results and perspectives. So we thought it worthwhile to have this workshop. I should say the intention of this workshop is really to open a space. It is not at all to convey that this is a closed subject. And we've arranged it in an unusual format. So the organizers, myself, Claudio and Raphael, who hasn't shown up yet. I hope he shows up on Wednesday. The three of us will be giving talks, which, as I say, are really intended to open a space. They're not intended to be the last word or even the first word on the subject. Then we have talks in the morning mostly by visiting researchers, and one or two in the afternoon. And then shorter, contributed talks, mostly by local people. But we hope there'll be a lot of time for discussion, for interaction, and questions. And I would strongly encourage all participants to confess their ignorance at every opportunity, especially the ones who are thought to be authorities, because we'd like to know what are the uncertainties, which parts of the subject do people feel are well-founded and which have no foundation at all. So we also have a number of fun events. Hi, welcome. Social events. And this is for a very specific reason. We want this to be a little bit of a bonding exercise these few days. We'd like people to talk to each other, get to know each other. As I say, what we're looking to do really is to create a little bit of an impulse towards more foundational thinking in theoretical physics in general. And this is the perfect topic on which to do that. What's that?
I agree with that, yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I thought you would agree with that perspective. So this is, one of the most foundational topics. It's widely referred to, seldom defined. The intention of this meeting is to promote fresh thinking about this. So we have some very nice social events. There's a tasting this afternoon, which will all be local produce. So that should be fun at about 5. Tomorrow we're all going to a farm, which is about half an hour away. We'll have a bonfire and pizza and singing by a wonderful folk singer, folk rock pop singer, who lives nearby. So that should be fun, but I must warn you, it will be cold. So please don't just wear your t-shirt. Please put as many layers as you can possibly find. Those who are visiting, just wear everything that you have in your suitcase. It will be about 0 degrees. That's the forecast. We will have a fire, so that should be good. And some a little bit of alcohol, not much. just be prepared. So that will go from about 5 to 9 on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we have the banquet for the conference. And that basically ends the formal part of the meeting. Thursday and Friday are pretty free currently. But what we'd like to do is just hear proposals, either for talks, if you want to give a talk, or you want someone else to give a talk on something, or you want to have a discussion on some topic. And so probably on Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll be inviting people to make suggestions. What do we do in the final 2 days of the meeting? This is very much intended to be informal and the beginning of something rather than the final word. I must also advise all the speakers in the morning that these sessions will be filmed and placed online. If you have any objection, please let us know. It's very, very easy for us not to place it online. The afternoon sessions, in general, the longer talks will also be placed online. But again, if you don't want it to for some reason, that's absolutely fine. We don't need to place it online. So just let us know if you have any objection. Are there any questions? If not, it's my honor and pleasure to introduce Claudio to give the opening lecture of the meeting.